Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Oluseye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you with me. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do so today and help us reach more people and impact more lives. You can also share this podcast with your family and friends, and I'm sure they'll be glad that you did. Now let's move straight into today's episode, which is titled, You Have Enough Time. You have enough time. One of the most common feedback I get from my trainings and some of my coaching clients is, I don't have time. I'm too busy. And I usually get this in response to me following up on how they are doing with their goals or how they are doing with their targets. And they always come up with this excuse. Or they usually come up with this excuse, I don't have enough time. It's something we all say. I say it, or at least I used to say it, and you probably do too. And when we say, most of the time we believe it is true because we are usually so busy. But the fact is that it is an excuse, and it is an excuse that you must learn to deal with and overcome to be able to achieve your goals and your dreams in life. Now, you're probably saying, oh, wow, lady, back up a little. It's not an excuse for me. Have you seen my schedule? Have you seen how busy I am? Yes, you may be very busy and doing many things. But the truth is that if you are too busy to build your dreams, if you are too busy to develop yourself, if you are too busy to take care of your health or spend time with your family, then you are the wrong kind of busy. And you need to fix that. Everyone is given 24 hours in this world. From the president or the busiest business executive to the poorest or the lowliest person, everyone is given 24 hours in a day. People who achieve more in their life don't necessarily do so because they have more time. They do so because they manage it better. So it's not so much about the volume of time that you have or you don't have. What matters is what you do with it. What are you doing with your time? That's the question. What are you doing with your time? Listen, you must create time for your goals. Don't get so overwhelmed by activities that you sideline the things that will move you forward in life, in your health, or in your relationship. Saying you don't have time is an excuse. Not because you're not busy, but because you haven't made time. You are the one that will make time for things that are your priority. You are the one that should be in control of your timing. The fact is that most people are not managing their time well. Time management is the essence of life management. One very important thing that I always say in my podcast, and I've said it so many times, is that life is not given to us in a package. Life is given to us in bits, 24-hour bits. Therefore, how you spend your day, how you spend your 24 hours is a reflection of how you are spending your life, because your day is just a subunit of your whole life. So how you spend your day is a reflection of how you spend your life. Unproductive days will lead to unproductive years, and that will result in an unproductive life. The good thing is that being able to manage your time allows you to accomplish more in a shorter period, which leads to more free time, which lowers your stress, which leads to better outcomes. So you create a positive cycle when you better manage your time. As a matter of fact, effective time management will improve almost every aspect of your life. Almost every aspect of your life will benefit when you improve how you manage your time. On the flip side, being disorganized is hurting you. Definitely hurting you more than you know. Poor time management lowers your productivity and can hinder your chances of success in life. So it is very important that you pay attention to how you spend your time. Recognize that time is a choice. You are the one that allocates time to different activities. You must create time for what you consider important. Start by deciding on what is a priority in your life and make time for it. Make your life goals, your dreams, your development, your family, your health a priority. For these things are the building blocks of a great life. You must make time for them. So the question then is, how do I create time from my busy schedule? How do I create time? The first thing you want to do, the first step you want to take in creating time is to admit to yourself, not to me, not to anybody, but to yourself, that you currently aren't managing your time well. And you may ask, why is it important? It is important because when you are in denial, when you believe in your heart that you are managing your time very well and that there's nothing more that you can do, then there will be nothing more that you will do. You will never improve until you admit to yourself that you can do better with your time. So start by admitting that to yourself, not to another person, just to yourself. The second step to take is to analyze your patterns. Take an inventory of your daily activities. Sit down, study yourself, maybe over a couple of days, list out all you do and how long you spend doing it. Allocate the time that you spend averagely to each task and note it down. Number three, when you get that list, that long list of all the things that you do, rank it, prioritize your task, list them in order of importance and impact, from the most important and the most impactful activity to the least important and least impactful activity. And in making this list, make sure that your goals, your dreams, your health, you know, your development plans are on the priority list. Include them in that priority list. Now, from that priority list, number four, make a list of to-do activities for each day. Schedule your activities for each day. Schedule the most important and the high-impact goals for each day and allocate time to them. Start with them every day. Start with the most important and the most critical and, you know, activities that have high impact and get them out of the way. Start with them every day. Number five, you can also schedule phone breaks, you know, TV time, social media time, because one misconception I often deal with when we're talking about time management is that people think that when you start managing your time, you are living life on a leash. You know, you can't have fun, you can't watch TV, you can't sleep, you are so controlled. That's not what it's about. It's about being intentional with your time, being deliberate in how you spend your time. It's about being in control of your time. It's about doing things that you choose to do rather than just, you know, going with the flow and finding yourself doing whatever it is that you are doing. It's saying, I want to watch a TV show, and sitting down for 30 minutes or 1 hour or whatever time you allocate and watching that TV show, rather than saying, I want to read a book, and then 3 hours later you discover that you've been watching a TV show. So it's about being intentional. It's not about not having fun. So schedule your breaks, schedule your fun time, schedule your social media time, put it as part of your life. Remember that you want to have a balanced life whereby you're spending time with yourself, you're having fun. Of course, you're being productive, which is very important. You're also spending time with your family, you're spending time, you know, improving your health. So schedule all those things based on what your desire. And just be intentional about what you want to do. And ensure that in planning your time, you are creating enough time to pursue your goals and also to have fun. Number six, use gadgets. You know, use your phone as a reminder, use virtual assistant, you know, set reminders in your phone to remind you of tasks that you want to do. I've done that so many times. I remember some time ago, I wanted to drink more water. I just decided I wanted to improve my health by drinking more water. I set an hourly alarm clock that would ask me every hour, have you taking some water? Have you drank some water? And so every hour when the alarm goes off, I get up and just sip a little water. And over a period of time, my hydration improved. So no matter how big or how small, you know, how big or how small the task is, we have all these gadgets around us that can help us easily achieve them. So use them. Use your virtual assistants that are on your phone, that are on your laptop or your iPad. Use your reminders, set alarms and things like that so that you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. Remove distractions when you are facing your targets. Put off your phone, put your phone on silent, switch off the TV, get out of the bedroom. Ensure that you are not distracted. You are not around things that will easily distract you and take you away from the goal that you have set to achieve. My task for you this week is to create and schedule your goals. Start with 15 minutes or 30 minutes every day. Block out that time to pursue your dreams, your goals, whether it's for self-development, whether it's for health, whether it's for family. Just block out a little time every day and, you know, focus on those goals that they have set to achieve. Everyone can afford 30 minutes or 15 minutes every day. So create that time, set your alarm for it, and do those things or achieve those tasks that you want to do. Don't wait till you have all the time in the world, because you will never have all the time in the world. Create time for things that are important. Make time that are for things that are important. Remember, there will never be enough time in the world to do everything that you want to do. You must make time for the things that you consider important. You must create time for the things that you consider important. And when you do that, when you take control of your time, you will realize that you actually have enough time. That's a wrap for today's episode. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. I hope you have learned something and you have enjoyed yourself. Please remember to share this podcast with your friends and your family. Till next week, stay safe, take care of yourself. God bless you, and bye. Bye.